Well, good morning and happy Lord's Day. It is April 25th, 2021, and welcome to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to be reading through Numbers chapter 2, Psalm 36. We are going to be concluding the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12 today and moving on to that spicy book Song of Solomon tomorrow. And we are going to be starting and ending the one chapter book of Philemon today. So if you have your Bibles, let's jump on in and do it to it. So, Numbers chapter 2. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "The people of Israel shall camp, each by his own standard, with the banners of their fathers' houses. They shall camp facing the tent of meeting on every side. Those to camp on the east side towards the sunrise shall be of the standard of the camp of Judah by their companies. Chief of the people of Judah shall be Nashon, the son of Amminadab, his company as being listed 74,600. Those to camp next to him shall be the tribe of Issachar, the chief of the people of Issachar being Nathaniel, the son of Zur, his company as listed being 54,400. Then the tribe of Zebulun, the chief of the people of Zebulun being Eliab, the son of Helon, his company as listed being 57,400. All those listed of the company of Judah by their companies were 186,400. They shall set out first on the march. On the south side shall be the standard of the camp of Reuben by their companies, the chief of the people of Reuben being Elizur, the son of Shedur, his company as listed being 46,500, and those to camp next to him shall be the son of Simeon, the chief of the people of Simeon being Shalumiel, the son of Zerishaddai, his company as being listed 59,300. Then the tribe of Gad, the chief of the people of Gad, being Elisaph, the son of Reuel, his company as listed being 45,650, and all those listed of the camp of Reuben by their companies were 151,450. They shall set out second. Then the tent of meeting shall set out with the camp of the Levites in the midst of the camp. As they camp, so shall they set out, each in his position, standard by standard. On the west side shall be the standard of the camp of Ephraim by their company, the chief of the people of Ephraim being Elishama, the son of Amihud, his company as listed being 40,500, and next to him shall be the tribe of Manasseh, the chief of the people of Manasseh being Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur, his company as being listed 32,200. Then the tribe of Benjamin, the chief of the people of Benjamin being Abidan, the son of Gidoni, his company as being listed 35,400. All those listed of the camp of Ephraim by their companies were 108,100, and they shall set out third on the march. On the north side shall be the standard of the camp of Dan by their companies, the chief of the people of Dan being Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai, his company as being listed 62,700. And those to camp next to him shall be the tribe of Asher, the chief of the people of Asher being Pagiel, the son of Akron, his company as being listed 41,500. Then the tribe of Naphtali, the chief of the people of Naphtali being Ahira, the son of Enan, his company as being listed 53,400. All those listed of the camp of Dan were 157,600. They shall set out last, standard by standard. And these are the people of Israel as listed by their fathers' houses. All those listed in the camps by their companies were 603,550. But the Levites were not listed among the people of Israel as the Lord commanded Moses. And thus did the people of Israel, according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So they camped by their standard, and so they set out, each one in his clan, according to his father's house." That was Numbers chapter 2. Let's move on over to Psalm 36. Psalm 36. "To the choir master of David, the servant of the Lord. Transgression speaks to the wicked deep in his heart. There is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flatters himself in his own eyes that his iniquity cannot be found out and hated. The word of his mouth are trouble and deceit. He has ceased to ask wisely and to do good. He plots trouble while on his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He does not reject evil. Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mountain of God. Your judgments are like the great deep. Man and beast you save, O Lord. How precious is your steadfast love, O God. The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your delight. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light do we see light. O, continue your steadfast love to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright of heart. Let not the foot of arrogance come upon me, nor the hand of wicked drive me away. There the evildoers lie fallen. They are thrust down, unable to rise. That was Psalm 36. Let's move on over to the final chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes this morning, Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near, of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them, before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars are darkened and the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men are bent, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those who look through the window are dimmed, and the doors on the street are shut, when the sound of the grinding is low, one rises up at the sound of a bird, and all the daughters of song are brought low. They are afraid also of what is high, and terrors are in the way. The almond tree blossoms. The grasshopper drags itself along, and desire fails, because man is going to his eternal home, and the mourners go about the streets. Before the silver cord is snapped, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher is shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, and the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, all is vanity. Besides being wise, the preacher also taught the people knowledge, weighing and studying and arranging many proverbs with great care. The preacher sought to find words of delight, and uprightly he wrote words of truth. And the words of the wise are like goads, and like nails firmly fixed are the collected sayings. They are given by one shepherd. My son, beware of anything beyond these. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness to the flesh. The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil. And that was the book of Ecclesiastes. We just finished the book of Ecclesiastes. We move on to the book of Song of Songs or Song of Solomon tomorrow. But for our final reading today, we begin and end the book of Philemon, the one chapter book of Philemon. And so let's go there. Philemon, chapter 1 and the only chapter. Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved fellow worker, and Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and the church in your house, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith that you have towards the Lord Jesus and for all the saints, and I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the heart of the saints have been refreshed through you. Accordingly, though I am bold enough in Christ to commend you to do what is required, yet for love's sake I prefer to appeal to you. I, Paul, an old man, and now a prisoner also for Christ Jesus, I appeal to you for my child Onesimus, whose father I became in my imprisonment. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful to you and to me. I am sending him back to you, sending my very heart. I would have been glad to keep him with me in order that he might serve me on your behalf during my imprisonment for the gospel, but I preferred to do nothing without your consent in order that your goodness might not be by compulsion, but of your own accord. For this perhaps is why he was parted from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, as a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. And so if you consider me your partner, receive him as you would receive me. If he has wronged you at all or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, write this with my own hand. I will repay it, to say nothing of your owing me, even your own selves. Yes, brother, I want some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you knowing that you will do even more than I say. At the same time, prepare a guest room for me, for I am hoping that through your prayers I will be graciously given to you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, sends greetings to you, and so do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. And so we finished two books today. We finished the book of Philemon and the book of Ecclesiastes. Tomorrow we'll be beginning the book of Song of Solomon and Hebrews, two very, very interesting books, to say the least. And so hang in there. Good job to everybody who's been sticking with us so far since January. Stick with it. And Lord willing, this morning I will see you at 9.